I don't hear you walk in, despite waiting for you all day. It's not until you're standing directly behind me and I feel your warm breath on my neck that I know you have arrived. I know not to speak, not to move, not until instructed. I hear you loosen your tie. My pulse quickens. You tell me to close my eyes. I feel soft silk cross my eyelids. Instant darkness as you gently knot it at the back of my head. Your fingertips trail down and around to the front of my neck. Taking my throat in hand, you pull me against you and squeeze. My breath catches at this hint of possession. Placing your strong hands on my shoulders, you turn me to face you. I can feel your eyes trail down my naked body. I can hear the smile in your breath as you exhale. I've pleased you. You take my hands to the top button of your shirt. I start unbuttoning until I reach the bottom. I hear the rustling of the soft fabric as you ease the shirt off. I'm desperate to reach out and touch you, but without permission, I cannot. You walk me backwards until my legs hit the bed and you guide me onto my back, coaxing me up until my entire body is laid out for you. I can barely hear your movements as you walk around, take my wrists together and place them above my head. You unbuckle your belt and my heart begins to race as I feel the leather wrap around and around my wrists, binding them together and to the headboard. Seconds, minutes go by as my anticipation builds. I can feel you watching me, assessing me, deciding what you want to do to me. I hear you unzip your pants and I cannot stop the quickening of my breath as I feel the bed shift under your weight. You place a pillow under my head. You straddle my chest. The pressure of your knees on each side of my body is almost too much to bear. I imagine you above me, your cock growing hard in your hand as you stroke yourself slowly. I know what I am to do. You do not need to tell me. I open my mouth to you. You tell me to stop and pull yourself from my mouth. The tip of your cock hovering over me, I can feel your pre-cum mixed with my saliva dripping onto my lips as you drag the tip back and forth across them. I feel you shift, lifting your body off me until you're standing over me once again. You kiss me briefly, running your tongue along my lips. Can you taste your own arousal on my mouth? I feel your hand around my throat, squeezing once again. You feel my pulse quicken against your fingers, aware the effect your possession has on me. Your hand continues down my neck to my breast. You lower your mouth over me, your lips pulling and sucking at each of my nipples until they are wet and hard. I feel a sharp sting as you attach a clamp to each and my arms instinctively pull against my restraints. You grip my ankles, pushing my feet up. Pulling apart my knees, you can see how desperate I am for you to touch me. I feel your breath against me. I bite my lip, desperate to stop my hips from moving up towards you. You know. You place your hands on my hips, holding me down. Listening to my soft moans as you tease me with your breath on my clit, now throbbing almost painfully, begging to be touched. You know I will beg.
Please, 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 please put your mouth on me. Please put your mouth on me. I need to feel.
You pull your mouth away just before I come. I know you aren't ready to let me come yet. You want to hear the desperation in my voice. You make me edge again. I can feel your growls vibrate against my clit every time you hear me whimper. The skin around my wrists start to sting from my constant pulling against your belt. The sensation in my nipples is intense, alternating between pleasure and pain. Relief floods my body as you pull every bit of my orgasm from me. Your tongue pressing down on my clit just past the point where I can bear it. As quickly as I feel release, the need for you builds again. I know you are not done with me yet. I feel pain and then relief as you unclip each of the clamps, licking and kissing my now overly sensitive nipples. Every muscle in my body is quivering, my breath erratic as you flip me onto my stomach. You untie my wrists, rubbing them gently but keeping my hands above my head. You instruct me to keep them there. You know that I will. My obedience is unquestioned. You now have your belt in your hand. You tell me how much you'd love to see your marks on my body. You grip my hips and pull my ass into the air as you position yourself behind me. You tell me what a good girl I am. But I know you want me to beg.
Oh, please. Oh, God, yes.
I can see every place you have marked me. Your belt across my arms. Fingers digging into my hips. Bite marks where you sunk your teeth into my shoulder as you came. You gather my hair in your hand and tug gently until I am upright on my knees. My body pressed against yours. You pull the tie away from my eyes. Your lips against my ear, you tell me again what a good girl I am. I turn my head slightly. Thank you, sir.